justice is dealing you the remote.
Conflict raged near Kyiv on Saturday, and Ukrainian officials said heavy shelling and threats of Russian air attacks were endangering attempted evacuations of desperate civilians from encircled towns and cities everywhere. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia was sending in new troops after Ukrainian forces had put 31 of its battalion tactical groups out of action in what he called one of Russia's largest army losses in decades. He gave no details, and it was not possible to verify either statement. Ukraine's neighbors, meanwhile, reported a dip in numbers of refugees on Saturday as governments and volunteers struggled to find shelter for the nearly 2.6 million, mostly women and children, who have fled since Russia's invasion 2 weeks ago. Arrivals were still building on an influx that is overwhelming volunteers, non-governmental organizations, and authorities in Eastern Europe's border communities, as well as the big cities to which most of the refugees head. France, Britain, and Germany warned Russia on Saturday that its demands to have its trade guaranteed with Iran risk the collapse of an almost completed nuclear deal. Negotiators have reached the final stages of discussions to restore the deal, which lifted sanctions on Iran in return for curbs on its nuclear program, long seen by the West as a cover for developing atomic bombs. British singer-songwriter Tom Odell sang his hit song Another Love, which has become a symbol of Ukraine's resilience on social media. He sang to refugees passing through Bucharest, Romania's main railway station. He performed the piano ballad about fighting for someone you love, which has been used on TikTok videos, including one of a defiant Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. This is VOA News. Mainland China reported more than 1,500 new local COVID-19 infections on Saturday, the most since the first nationwide outbreak in early 2020, as the Omicron variant prompted Beijing to introduce self-testing kits for the first time. China's current case count is far fewer than those of many other countries, but the growing number could complicate Beijing's dynamic clearance ambition to suppress contagion as quickly as possible. Vietnam has banned Sony's action movie Uncharted from domestic distribution over a scene featuring a map that shows a disputed line declared by China to stake its claim to large parts of the South China Sea. That's what state media reported Saturday. The U-shaped nine-dash line is used on Chinese maps to illustrate its claims over vast areas of the resource-rich South China Sea, including swaths of what Vietnam regards as its continental shelf, which it has awarded oil concessions. Pakistan on Saturday demanded a joint probe into a missile India said it accidentally fired into its territory, rejecting New Delhi's decision to hold an internal inquiry into the incident and calling on the international community to play a role. Such a serious matter cannot be addressed with the simplistic explanation proffered by the Indian authorities, Pakistan's Foreign Office said in a statement. Taiwan's president visited Army reservists training under a new scheme to bolster war readiness on Saturday, a program that has gotten added impetus from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, given China's bellicosity against the island. The war in Ukraine has stirred debate, and Chinese claim Taiwan about its own readiness and tactics should Beijing ever make good on threats to take the island by force. The Vatican on Saturday protested to Nicaragua over the effective expulsion of its ambassador to Managua, saying the unilateral action was unjustified and incomprehensible. Archbishop Waldemar Sommertag, who was ambassador since 2018, had to leave the country suddenly this week after the government of President Daniel Ortega withdrew its diplomatic approval of the envoy. And the U.S. seizure of Iranian tankers in recent months has not stopped sanctions hit Tehran from increasing oil exports. That's what Iran's oil minister was quoted as saying today on state media. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.